and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. An Israeli airstrike on a five-story building in northern Gaza has killed at least 93 people, according to the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry. The fallout continues from the Sunday Trump rally at Madison Square Garden, at which a Trump supporter called Puerto Rico an island of floating garbage.
In response to Sunday's rally, a nonpartisan Puerto Rican group in Pennsylvania is now urging Latinos to vote for Harris. Today, Trump heads to Allentown, Pennsylvania, a city home to an estimated 34,000 Puerto Ricans.
ABC's Perry Russum, Trump running mate J.D. Vance.
You know what I do when I think a joke is dumb or not funny? I don't laugh.
A new ABC News Ipsos poll shows the vast majority of voters are ready to accept the outcome of the election, regardless of who wins. Longtime Trump ally Steve Bannon gets out of prison today. He served 4 months for refusing to talk about January 6th with Congress. The Dodgers have taken a commanding lead in the World Series, shutting out the Yankees 3-0 so far. This is ABC News. More than 700 homes evacuated south of Denver ahead of a wildfire being pushed by strong winds. The biggest bank in the country is now suing some of its own customers after that ATM scam that went viral over the summer.
In late August, some Chase customers were able to withdraw money from ATMs by writing fraudulent checks to themselves, then immediately withdrawing cash before the checks bounced. Typically, only a fraction of a check's value is immediately available until the check clears. But a glitch at Chase allowed customers to withdraw much larger amounts in that time. Taking advantage of the glitch, which quickly went viral on social media, was essentially check fraud.
It's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. One guy managed to withdraw most of a bogus $335,000 check, and he still has most of it. There's a new king of candy for Halloween. For years, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups have been the most popular purchase, but now M&Ms have taken the crown. Reese's number two, followed by Skittles and Sour Patch Kids. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It is the first weekend of early in-person voting. If you plan on early voting, make sure to bring an official form of photo ID, like your driver's license. Earlier this week, the Wisconsin Election Commission reported that municipal clerks were having issues with label printing delays, but that issue has been resolved. Dough at a Wisconsin pizza place was tainted with THC. Public Health Madison Dane County staff say Famous Yeti's Pizza in Stoughton served pizza from Monday through Thursday with dough that was contaminated. Multiple people had to be taken to the hospital with symptoms like dizziness, increased heart rate, and vomiting. Famous Yeti shares an industrial kitchen with other businesses where they make food and other products. This makes it possible that it's an unfortunate and bizarre case of cross-contamination. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose in Boston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Celtics 119-108. Milwaukee now 0-2 on this road trip. They've lost three in a row. Damian Lillard.
It's definitely frustrating because when we do what we're supposed to do, you see what the first game looked like, and then in moments of the last two games, you see when we do it, what the game looks like. I just think it's one of those things right now where you just gotta stay in the fight.
The Bucks play in Memphis Thursday. College football, Badgers head coach Luke Fickell on reviewing the loss to Penn State over the weekend. weekend?
You know, it was tough. But as you look back at it, you know, the thing that it comes down to is execution, and execution in the fourth quarter and in making plays.
The Badgers play the Hawkeyes in Iowa Saturday night. The NFL Network reporting an MRI showed no serious damage for Jordan Love and that groin injury. Could he play Sunday against the Lions?
If he can go, he'll go. We'll see where he's at by the end of the week. But if we feel like he can't protect himself, then we certainly wouldn't put him in that position.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be warm and windy today with near record highs in the low 80s. The wind will be out of the south, gusting to between 30 and 35. Tonight, our temperature dropping into the mid 60s. Tomorrow, showers, thunder showers with falling temperatures will be in the upper 50s to low 60s by late tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Mary Hayes is the chair of the Chequamegon Democrats for Bayfield and Ashland counties. Going to get a little update with her. We will wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Mics are just turned on, right?
Oh, man. Wow. Thank God.
I was very careful. You guys were very animated in
there this morning.
And actually, you'd be surprised what we were talking. You'd never guess what we were talking about.
Oh, he might.
Oh, I don't think so. You guys were so animated this morning. I was going to actually get my camera out and take some pictures.
Yeah, don't, no.
Politics.
Yeah. We were talking politics. Yeah.
I got in trouble one time, media-wise, because I gave this guy $20 for his fund.
Yeah.
For whatever, okay? So they call me in. They said, you can't do this. I said, it's okay. I was there working. I was emceeing his reelection campaign.
Right.
He's like, you can't do that either.
Wait a minute.
That's even worse. The $20 is nothing now.
Oh, God. They are strict. And, you know, I live that. Man, it's so in the paper today. The reason we got on
but
the
I no, but he was telling me about dirty tricks.
Ooh, yeah, there people are as people.
They're
I mean,
vicious. Legal dirty tricks. Sort
they
of.
Are.
I mean, just, you can't.
Yeah, we'll just let that go. But it's tough.
Good morning anyway, from good morning. Madison, Michael. Hello, Michael.
Hey, Michael.
How you doing?
Hey, I had a. I was going to tell you. I think you're going to stop down here yesterday. So Lean Local, which is on Sundays at 1 o'clock, right? My radio show. And the first Sunday of every month, I kind of dedicate it to NFL draft, Packers, and the rest of his issues going on in our community. So I had Rich Ryman on.
Oh.
You guys don't know each other?
No.
That's what he said. I said, John's probably going to stop down here. He said, you know,
I've never met him.
He knows. That's what he said.
Oh, I know who he is.
He's been in the business, 35 years or something with the Press Gazette.
For as long as I can remember with the Press Gazette,
I said, well, you'll meet him today because I think he's going to come down here. So anyway, you got busy. But what an interesting guy. And you weren't really a reporter as much as you were a broadcaster. Those reporters, they get their sources and they. I said, do you have an office over there at Lambeau? He goes, you know, he's like, well, there's an area I can work. I said, well, we call that an office. So. But he's tied in. But he even said he made the same joke I always do about, you know, dealing with those guys like dealing with the mafia. You know, there's just limited information that will come out, especially out of the NFL. I mean, the Packers are a little bit more open to it, but we talked about a lot of public knowledge. I mean, the Packers, you know, they're
I just got to say one thing, though. If the Packers ever complain about bad coverage or negative. Have you seen what's going on in Chicago?
No.
Have you seen any of those shows? They're playing them all over the internet. Hey, Todd.
Yeah.
These guys are just going insane on that coach and that player. I mean, they're calling for that coach to be fired like immediately.
Really?
Because, you know, the player that was like taunting the fans and some of the players. But he refuses to like discipline him in any way. It's like, oh, yeah, we're going to handle it in-house. Is he going to play Sunday? Well, we're going to handle it internally. This guy should not be. I'm just screaming at the coach on the radio show. It was incredible. Yeah. I think it was, I want to say the score.
Likely. It sounds like.
But he's yelling. The radio guy is yelling at the coach like you can't believe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah. But what an interesting franchise to own an NFL. That's what we should look at, John.
All right.
What is the salary cap? Is it 270?
I never know.
Well,
270, 270 million.
Yeah, 275. They get their TV revenues this year were 400 million. So everybody got checked for 400 million. And then you got the salary cap. You can't spend over 270 on players.
But it's so complicated with dead money and this money and so on.
But still, it has to.
Yeah,
eventually,
everybody has to save them up.
Right.
It's
got to work out eventually, whether it's you're borrowing from next year or save some money.
But you're right.
But my point is that, you know, tough to lose money.
Yankees and the Dodgers wouldn't be in the World Series.
Yeah.
If it was the same way.
Yeah. So that revenue sharing, salary cap. And then we talked a little bit about the lease, a little bit about the statues. I mean, Rich Ryman, who, like I said, has been covering with the Press Gazette and has been just dedicated 100% to the Packers for the last 12 years. Very knowledgeable. It was really fun. And it was just great to catch up with him. I obviously know him for years. And some interesting things. You know, he talked about the collective bargaining's coming up in 7 years.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. And the Packers are probably...
I'm not sure I'll be around to see that.
Well, no, John, what I'm saying is that you wonder, why are you stressing out about this lease that's not due for 8 years?
Oh, yeah, I agree.
No, but his point was, they're strategic thinkers over there.
Oh, yeah, they're big picture, long term.
And they want to get, you know, their ducks in a row, as they say. Just in case it would go dark for, and they'll still have plenty of revenue coming in, you know, from what they're doing. So anyway, it was just an interesting conversation, and he said to say hello. So
I wish I would have come down and met him.
Yeah.
You know, another thing though too, we're talking about the other teams and how the media is, you know, compared. The Packers are treated with kid gloves, believe me, compared to by the local media compared to other places. I mean, they really and truly are.
Can I just say that?
Yeah.
You know, I was on that. I was the VP of the when we redid the stadium.
Yeah, the board.
And they treat the media pretty well too, though.
Oh, no question.
I mean, you guys are on the 50-yard line.
Oh, no question.
As opposed to some of those places, they put you guys in the end zone because the real estate they could sell that area for skyboxes.
Yeah.
Kitchen. I mean, I think they treat the media pretty
well. No question.
And it's reciprocal. But
anyway. You know, you're talking about that money though. It's like I was watching a guy, Jimbo. He was the head coach of Florida State. He was the head coach of Texas A&M, Jimbo Fisher. But anyway, he was talking about how people are talking about the ungodly, obscene amounts of money these coaches are being paid.
Yeah.
And even players are being paid. And, you know, I've been following college football forever. And I don't know where that switch flipped. Because he said when he was offensive coordinator at... I want to say LSU, or a big school, and this is like in 1990, 1995, okay?
It's not that long ago.
He's making $40,000 a year.
Wow.
Where, even with pro ball, I mean, these players now, I mean, I remember when, you know, when Favre signed that contract, it's like, oh man, $2 million a year. So,
yeah.
And it was like, now it's, I mean, it's truly mind-boggling when you break it down how much some of these guys are making.
But it isn't when you look at the revenue.
But that's what I'm asking. Where did it come from? Because it's not like all of a sudden NFL fans and everybody became millionaires overnight. Where, you know what I mean? Where is it coming
from?
Well,
I think what I would go back to 95 and see what it cost to put an ad in.
Yeah.
And how many ads there were.
Right.
And now look at the price per 30-second ad and how many 30-second ads there are. And then the streaming, you know, that's a revenue source. I think there's always been pay-per-view outside the country. But
I mean, look, mayor of Green Bay hasn't gone up 100-fold in 20 years, right?
No.
The pay, you
didn't
know what
go
I mean?
Up
it went
100
up
bucks.
So much. It's mind-boggling.
It is.
I mean, he was explaining. Well, Dick Bennett said he made $43,000 a year his first few years in Green Bay.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just kind of like normal. Everybody was kind of, and then I don't know what it is.
Well, I think even.
But it's just so much more money became.
I think even the Packers, the coaches were paid like.
Oh.
But people in the community are paid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like everybody's making
absolutely.
Back. And now it's you're right. It's crazy.
Remember, it was really embarrassing one time the Packers offensive line coach got arrested for shoplifting some spark plugs from Fleet Farm.
No way.
Oh, yeah. And he didn't get fired, sad. But for then on, his players all called him Sparky.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's a true
He's
story.
He's not going to shake that,
that was
one.
In the, that was in the Forrest Gregg era.
Wow.
Oh, anybody out there remember that one? Stealing spark plugs from Flick Bar.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know that it was because he didn't have enough money. It's probably more for the thrill.
There
right?
was a coach, big-time coach, Ralph Underhill at Fresno. No, at Wright State. When he had those really good teams against Green Bay, and he got fired, arrested, stealing like health drinks or something like that.
Really?
Yeah, you can look it up. We people do some weird things sometimes, don't they?
Yeah.
Is there must be some vicarious thrill to stealing?
Let me tell you, I can. That is a true statement. We have an employee, right? That could happen. We have 1,000 employees. We had when I worked there, we had 1,000 employees in the city, and we had somebody that. We don't deal with a lot of cash, but, you know, at some of the parks and some of the events and things, we deal with cash, and this guy took money. And anyway, I don't know. I want to talk. What I want to say is the defense was they don't need the money. They come from a wealthy family.
Well, that's what I mean. That's what these coaches.
But it's the thrill.
That's what it is. Can I get away with this?
So when you said even with Sparky— Yeah. I think he could have afforded those plugs. I think it was more of the
But if you were going to steal something for the thrill, would it be spark plugs?
I don't think it's the item. I think it's the thrill.
Really?
I don't know if the guy even needed. Do they still have spark plugs?
Who changes their own spark plugs?
they still
make them, though.
I don't. I haven't heard about those.
That's
things.
What was wrong with my car, the Kia.
It was spark plugs?
Yeah. It got, because
the oil.
Damn thing. Kias, if anybody's buying a Kia out there, research it. Because they've got a weird flaw with the oil. And what happened is it leaked.
This segment brought to you by Kia. Yeah. Okay, what else, John?
I broke down basically halfway between Escanaba and Menominee, like the last place you want to break down.
Right.
35 miles from either any place. And so when I brought it over to Downtown Garage, which I will advocate every day, they are wonderful.
Downtown Auto.
And so it's the oil fouled the plugs, Todd. So they had to do that big thing of washing out the cylinders again and the whole thing. And it's so, but that's what, remember when I said, man, my Kia's running rough. Oil got into the spark plugs.
Yeah.
So yeah, they still
it's
make spark plugs.
It's like a blood infusion they ran through. You know, I didn't know that, but Todd, I just really think if you look into that, and I've talked to somebody else about that, and it isn't, I mean, sometimes it's financial, I'm sure it is, but sometimes it's the thrill of the kill.
There was one in my hometown, obviously won't say any names. Just one of those couples where it's like the best looking girl married like this really good looking guy.
Right.
And
I hate them.
Yeah. I do too.
I hate them.
And he was tall. And blonde.
They got their problems too.
Oh. But sure
enough. Did your mom say that?
They got
their problems too.
He was doing that. Had a good job. He had an issue. Like he was addicted almost to it.
Like a klepto.
Like he couldn't go into a store and not. Steal something.
Yeah, kleptomaniac. Yeah.
I've only stole one thing in my life. I told you that.
Really?
Yes.
What if I did? We raided Garden.
I think we talked about this one morning.
Eighth grade. Me and my two buddies.
That's pretty young.
We're going to change our grades. So we had to go to the store where the nuns bought their pens.
The red pens,
right? The red pen.
Yeah.
I wasn't here for that. That's a good story. So you wonder, that's thinking.
We did that. This was a terrible thing. We found out that our...
It made sense to me.
Well, there's more to it. It turns out we found out that our last semester at the Catholic school wasn't transferring over to the public school. They stopped. They did all their transfer for the grades before our very last semester.
Okay.
So I convinced two guys to not do any work whatsoever. Zero homework.
It doesn't matter.
Right. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we had this hatch. We were going to change our own grades.
Why would you change your? Who cares, right?
You got Fs.
Well, no. I see. But it didn't really matter, right? They didn't transfer. No,
to your dad, it would.
Yeah, I know, right? They didn't send out report cards, Dad. It's weird. I don't know why. They just
and they didn't have to sign that one. Yeah. It was the last one. That was terrible.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
All Wisconsinites want our lawmakers to fight for a better future. But some elected officials are working to strip away our rights, like the right to make our own healthcare decisions or send our kids to well-funded schools. Wisconsin voters will be asked to change the state constitution on their November ballot. This anti-voter constitutional amendment could disenfranchise or create barriers for eligible voters. We're not going back. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin is urging voters to vote no on the November 5th constitutional amendment.
Jane Benson is running for state assembly to protect reproductive freedom. She trusts women to decide when, if, and how to have children. She knows these are personal decisions, not meant for politicians. If complications come, the further away from help, the greater the risk. Healthcare professionals must be able to do what is best for their patients without fear of prosecution. Vote Benson for State Assembly District 4.
I'm Jane Benson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of Jane Benson.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. On everyday products, it will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
I'm going to figure it out.
You know this song.
I know the song.
Because you always have a meme. Welcome back to Shoplifting Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Okay.
Afternoon.
Yep.
All right.
It's Tuesday, right?
It is.
But it's morning, but there's no Tuesday morning songs.
1969?
Let me check. It's not saying here.
Right. Well, today is also World Stroke Day. That's my biggest fear. That is my biggest fear I have. Having a stroke. Honest to God.
It should be.
It is.
Because it's not only just absolutely devastating.
Yeah.
It's very, very common.
Yeah.
And especially a little overweight.
Yep.
You know.
217, by the way. 217.
Okay, you're back down.
Right. 217.
See, I don't.
217.
I've stayed away.
217.
I will tell you.
You know what's funny, though?
I worry about. What?
It seems like you lose less weight when you work out hard, and then you stop for a while, then the weight goes. Have you noticed that?
No, I haven't. No.
It's like, okay, I was walking. I was losing some, okay?
Yeah.
Then I stopped for a while just to kind of like let my body heal up, and then it's like, seems like I lost more weight after I stopped walking.
Wow.
It's a weird thing. It's a weird thing.
Yeah.
But my goal is 200.
That is a really good goal.
Yeah.
I mean... Yeah, I got to get back at that. I gave up on the weight thing. I will tell you, we talk about sleep. You know, have you gone in? She said you're going to.
I got to. No, yeah, I got to do something. To, yeah. I cannot. I mean, last night, same thing, 2:30. I'm looking at the clock. I cannot get into a sleep pattern anymore for the schedule. I just can't.
I slept till like 3:45 today, which is a lot for me, right?
Yeah.
But you know what makes me, When I sleep and don't get up for like 5 or 6 hours, it's like, okay, what did I do the day before? Did I work out? Stress? I try to analyze all this stuff. Is John mad at me? You know, that kind of stuff. But you know what makes me sleep better? Pasta.
Oh, yeah. Well, I believe that.
I'm not kidding. I made spaghetti last night.
Carbs. Carbs.
And
making,
I ate that. And then I had done that before. And I don't think that's a good thing to eat, though, before you go to bed.
No. I would think not.
But it does make you sleep.
Oh.
I eat pasta and I need a nap.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no question about it.
I got to find something else.
Yeah, probably. Huh? I don't know why I can't lose weight.
You know what
I'm eating to make me sleep? Pasta.
But it was good.
Because otherwise I'm tossing and turning, thinking about how I can't lose weight. But if pasta, I sleep like a baby. Fantastic. Putting on weight like crazy. But man, am I sleeping good.
That's what I made.
Today's oatmeal day. I've got a box of oatmeal in my cupboard.
It's been there for how long?
Since the day I bought it.
Yeah.
I tried making it one time, and I forget how to make. Oh, it's old oatmeal. I mean, it's the big old.
No, that with the guy on the front.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have that. But you got to add you know, cream, brown sugar, something. Cream, bananas, and I didn't have, raspberries.
I had nothing of that.
No, then it's just eating it. Paste.
It was. Yeah, it was like no. eating. Yeah.
Yeah. You know who's got good oatmeal? They used to have good oatmeal. It's the Al's Hamburger.
Really?
Oh, they had great oatmeal. We used to go there.
Al's Hamburger sold oatmeal?
Oh, man. It was the best oatmeal because it's not that... They actually, like, I don't know, the real oats, whatever. That and cinnamon. And,
wow.
Yeah, that was...
It's just not one of those things where it's like, if I could have anything for breakfast, I could have a cheese and bacon omelet or oatmeal.
Yeah. But, you know, the guy who always wants to show off when you go out, you know, when you order, everybody orders, you know, I'll have the Denver omelet, I'll have, you know, and then I'll have oatmeal.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's kind of like the...
You know what I do, though, now? My favorite breakfast restaurant is a little place in Francis Creek. Yep. It used to be a bank, and they turned it into a restaurant.
Cool.
And it's big military decorations all over, military flags, the whole thing. And but anyway, instead of, because I don't eat much, I try not to eat, what do you call it, potatoes, fried, not fried potatoes.
Hash browns?
Hash browns. I love hash browns. Love them.
Yeah, they're good.
Love them. Hash browns with cheese. Oh,
yeah, you got to doctor them up. Oh. But yeah, that's.
Yes. Is it Wagner's Country Restaurant? Is that what it's called?
Might be. I don't even know the name of it. Just call it the bank restaurant. There's only one in Francis Creek,
yeah,
I'm
probably.
Sure.
Looks like that's the one.
It's okay. Wagner's. All right.
You know what still surprises me, though? You got those really nice little towns. You got Francis Creek, and you got...
Maribel.
Maribel. Then you got, but then you got that other one.
Kellnersville?
Nope. I can't think of the name of a town. Nope. But it's the only one... That has a like all nude strip joint right in this tiny little town.
Really?
In the neighborhood.
And people.
That's the weirdest thing.
And the neighbors complain, like, look at the taxes they're paying. All right, let them. They're supporting our library.
I think it's called Apple Knockers or something like that.
What?
I think or something. Isn't that the name? No, that's the name of the girl that was going to be there. No.
Jeez.
No.
I knew it.
This is on a billboard over the Fox River. This is on a billboard over the Fox River. Somebody help me out. What's the name of that tiny little town that has a strip joint? Like, right in the neighborhood. It's weird.
Wow.
Yes. Because I used to do a radio show for Manitowoc Station every couple of months or whatever. Big Apple was the name of the restaurant there or the bar. And, like, kitty corner from that was an adult club. Oh, what's the name of that little town? It's going to kill me.
Wow.
Just outside of, like, Two Rivers that way.
Rockwood?
Yes! Rockwood.
Thanks, Tori.
Thanks, Tori. Yeah, and the name of they're not open today. They're closed on Tuesdays.
The password is
Tori was there yesterday and just
Rockland. Rockwood.
Yeah. Rockwood.
Rockwood. Mm-hmm. That's the place. But it just seems weird. These wonderful picturesque little and that's
really the church, the bar, and they have a strip club, huh?
Exactly.
Wow. That is pretty amazing given
I think
the
it's the fire department and then the thing and then
Right.
That's what I mean. How that somehow got through. I don't know.
Revenue.
Yeah, okay. Today is also Hermit Day, as far as like a hermit that just kind of just sits somewhere and does what...
Stays to themselves.
Doesn't sound so bad.
That's me.
It used to be. You know, like,
seriously.
Now
it's Todd Michael's Day.
Yeah. I'll do that. Internet Day. I still don't think that's going to take off. Winona Ryder is 53 only. Wow. She was young when she was doing like Beetlejuice that, huh?
Yeah.
How has that turned out?
The second one?
Yeah.
I don't know. People either really like it or they're like,
because I saw Michael Keaton's open to Saturday Night Live the other night.
Yeah.
And he had two guys on that were these kind of guys that almost always dress like the Joker and stuff like that, or dress like he was when he was the Beetlejuice guy, you know, with the weird eyes and that. And he goes, so did you guys see Beetlejuice 2? Boy, we plan on, we're going to, we just haven't, and it was almost making a joke, like,
Nobody's going.
Yeah. Dan Castellaneta.
Nope.
No, it's not,
Dan Castellaneta.
Okay.
He is the voice of Homer Simpson,
and
a lot of the characters on.
Oh, man. Yeah. Those are such good gigs.
Those are.
Who was it one time? Oh, man. Big time guy. And he said, I'll never do commercial and I'll never do so-and-so. Well, now he's the voice that's something. He's like, greatest job I ever had.
It really is.
Since I wear flip-flops and shorts and a golf shirt.
Right.
And I walk in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Richard Dreyfuss, 77. Denny Lane, who I don't know.
He was lead singer of the Moody Blues and he played guitar in Wings.
Nice.
And of course, Kate Jackson from Charlie's Angels, 76.
Wow. I always figured I'd have a shot at her.
You probably
did.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Interest rates may have come down, but for a lot of our agriculture operators, it's really not a big influence. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. Instead, one ag lender says start training your sights on the end of the year and tax implications. His advice next.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
Jeff Welke is the chair of the Agriculture Banking Section of the Wisconsin Bankers Association. He's an ag lender himself in the Green Bay area, and he says right now most of his farm clients aren't looking at interest rates, but instead trying to prepare their books for end-of-the-year tax implications.
I think on the grain side, I don't think they're going to have to do a lot of prepaying for tax reasons just because of where their income is going to be. On the dairy side, that could be a little different, you know, with milk prices rebounding quite a bit here in this second half of the year, looking at maybe doing some prepaying to lock in some discounts and at the same time maybe be able to use it as a tool for reducing that tax liability might certainly make sense. But again, I think it's sitting down with the accountant and really seeing what opportunities there are.
That's Jeff Welke. He is the chair of the Agricultural Banking Section of the Wisconsin Bankers Association, a lender himself in the Green Bay area. He said making sure you're sitting down with your accountant, your banker, your agronomist, and looking at ways to become more efficient for 2025, one of his key pieces of advice.
Whether it's finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too many carnival rides, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs as they look for the grand champion fair story. Enter the Fair Story contest for a chance to win a cash prize at MidwestFarmReport.com.
And the persistent dry weather across Wisconsin is causing a lot of Wisconsin farmers anxiety over their field conditions. According to the Wisconsin Ag Statistical Service, as of Sunday, 23% of our pastures in the state were considered good to excellent. That was down 3 percentage points in 1 week's time. Meanwhile, the harvest continues. 96% of our soybeans are harvested, and right now about 65% of our corn already harvested for grain. There's your food news on a Tuesday. I'm Pam Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be warm and windy today with near record highs in the low 80s. The wind will be out of the south, gusting to between 30 and 35. Tonight, our temperature dropping into the mid 60s. Tomorrow, showers, thunder showers with falling temperatures will be in the upper 50s to low 60s by late tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Clean, safe water is critical for our families, farms, and future. Jane Benson chooses our health over big business profits. Vote Benson for State Assembly District 4.
I'm Jane Benson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of Jane Benson.
The kick is up and wide left.
Why don't they customize the goalposts? Make them wider.
Gina Della from Pella, how'd you get into the booth?
And why just yellow? Add some green stripes.
Sure, Gina. Should they also remove the G at midfield and paint a Pella crest?
Okay, Wayne, you can't customize a football game to go the way you want, but Pella can customize your home the way you want.
Right now, get 0% interest for 60 months.
Visit PellaWI.com.
Hold your appointment on or before November 8th. Certain restrictions apply.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Join the conversation now by calling 920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. Now, once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. I text here, John should make oatmeal with his protein shake and add a bit of fruit in it and cinnamon.
Yeah.
Vicky. Yeah, I got to try something because it's just... But then you buy that other kind that's prepackaged. It's mostly sugar.
Oh, that's... Yeah, you don't want that. No.
No, I got to figure out a way to make oatmeal good. That's going to be the new meat. The reason I was talking about that little restaurant. So I don't order hash browns anymore. I order their fruit plate.
Yeah.
And normally you'd get, you know, a couple little whatever. And it's like the greatest fruit you'll ever taste. And I asked the lady, I said, why is this so good? She said, he goes out, like starts at 3 a.m. and drives to certain places so he can get the freshest stuff. And then they bring it back and do that. Now, when a restaurant does something like that, it's like, that's the kind of place I want to give my business to.
Absolutely.
I just thought that was fantastic that they do that.
When they have, not stale fruit, whatever that's
but
called,
just
but
bland.
Out of a can or something. Yeah, it's like, no.
It's like, you know what I hate more than anything is, like, I love tomatoes when they're homegrown and you take them off the vine and they're delicious, okay? Yeah. There's nothing worse than a tomato on a sub sandwich. Like, sometimes they'll accidentally put, you know, they forget and they're kind of busy, you know, and it's like, oh,
or it's green.
It just ruins the whole sandwich, doesn't it?
I hear you. Yeah.
So, Todd, I found my favorite job. So, this might be my goodbye.
John's on a website.
To you guys.
Dream jobs.
Okay.
So, I don't know what you put in for your criteria. What'd you put in?
Well, I didn't know. It was just the category was dream job alert.
Well, it's got to be. Okay. No.
So, let me read it to you. Isle Royale National Park shared a dream job alert this week. The Remote Island National Park in Lake Superior is looking for a park guide and a park ranger for the 2025 season. The first 550 applications for the guide and the first 750 for ranger will be accepted. The application period closes Friday.
Wow.
750. They're going to shut it off.
Of course.
Yeah.
At 750 and 550. Isn't that amazing?
Because there's a lot of people like you that are looking for that job to change their life.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
That is, you know, that we talked about that. There's books, there's seminars, there's some of these you called halftime. And it's like, okay, you lived, of course, you're way past that. But some people, you know, and it's what you do in your second half or third quarter, whatever you want to call it, is can be totally 100% different.
Yeah.
You go from radio to being a park ranger.
Yes, I would do that. I'd do that in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat.
Well, you would Isle be Royale. Rather entertaining, you know, and those park rangers give a lot of tours. I don't know. I shouldn't say that. The park rangers I've been with have given like tours, like if you go to the Grand Canyon, that kind of stuff.
Do you tip them?
I did not.
Let's give them a round of applause.
I think that's what we ended up doing.
I found a way I'm going to drive Milton a little bit crazy. Yeah. Do you have an eco vacuum?
Kirby, is that the same thing?
I don't know. I didn't know what an eco vacuum is.
I don't know either.
So it's these vacuums that have a camera. They do their own. They vacuum your own house type thing.
Oh, no, that would scare him. They follow.
They've got, yes.
Yeah, no.
So they've got hackers have taken control of those robots, and they'll start yelling at the people.
Wow.
They'll start yelling at the people. And they're doing racial slurs and things like that.
Wow.
And then they're just going all around the room. Okay. And these people are like, what's going on? Yeah.
I'll stick with my Kirby.
EcoVac. You got to look that up if you get a chance.
No, pass.
Todd, we got to get one of those.
They have a camera on the vacuum?
Yeah, because that shows where they're going, I guess. You know what I mean?
Okay. I got a camera in my house to watch him, but all he does is sit on the couch.
I know, but we got to get one of those things. I think that'd be funny. And then another thing. Oh, shoot. I didn't save it. It was the scariest Halloween story you'll hear this year. Okay? And I'll tell you. Want me to tell you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because this literally gave me, like, goosebumps. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a true story. In the 70s, this guy moves to, and it's funny, Greenbow, Alabama, which is like the Forrest Gump thing. Where are you from? Greenbow, Alabama, sir. And so he moves in this house way out in the country. But he just wanted to be secluded, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Okay? So he's in bed one night, and he kind of looks up, goes to, and he could have sworn he saw a face peering around the door, but he thought, no, I'm dreaming. I know the doors are locked.
Wow,
there's no one here.
The music is awesome.
I'm just gonna turn the light off and go to bed. The next night he was watching TV All of a sudden, he gets up to go into the other room, and he sees a head peering at him from behind another door.
Wow.
At this point, he's concerned, searches the house, can't find anything.
This is creepy.
Calls the police. They search. They can't find anything. A couple nights later, he was in bed. The lights off. He saw a silhouette of a face in the window. This time he got up. He explored. He looked under the bed. There is a man laying there with a puppet head. The man laying there was the son who lived there years and years before, and everyone thought he had just disappeared, but he was in the house the entire time.
Okay. Oh, that's just made up, obviously, right?
No, it's true.
No, come on.
It's on the internet.
It's on the internet. Is that what you said?
It's national internet, then for sure. Todd. Okay, what sorry.
I'm going to find this. They even said Greenbow, Alabama. They showed the guy. They showed the crazy kid. They showed the whole thing. I'm going to find it.
Okay.
I'm going to prove it to you.
That gave me the creeps.
I know. I was trick-or-treat. Hey, it's the scariest story ever.
Okay. Did you see the number one candy?
No.
This Halloween? It has been. Somebody has held
don't
that
say
for
like,
years.
Don't say like hot tamales or
no,
something.
No, it went by state by state. State by state. Wait a second. The state by state was super interesting. That hot tamales, I didn't even know what that
sense.
Was.
That's, yeah.
But the number one overall, Johnny, was, we talked about that, was Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Oh! Used to be.
Used to be. But guess what surpassed it this year?
I knew it was going
to
come up.
Yeah, it had to because this show and.
Wait a minute. I know this.
Okay.
And Butterfinger.
No. Butterfinger's big in Wisconsin, but it has to, I think we helped move the needle on it.
So think about the show, think about candy, and you come up with
M&M's.
Right.
Really?
It's because of us.
Well, it could be.
We started the show,
move
we give out
needle.
M&M's, and we've moved the needle where this is the first time M&M's have become the number one candy.
Yeah.
So
wow.
That's what we'll give out if we get trick-or-treaters between 6 and 9 in the morning.
Okay, I'm going to find this. I'm going to find this thing. When is the trick-or-treating in Green
Thursday.
Bay? Thursday.
6 to, not 6. Yes.
Well,
no,
it seems late.
No, it's not. 4 to 7.
Even 7 seems late. I don't like kids being out that late.
4 to 7.
All right.
Yep. In Green Bay, look, we got, you know.
And same in Oshkosh, in case you're down there.
Okay.
I'll be out there handing out candy.
24 municipalities in the county, so I think, I don't know why we can't be consistent, but they're different in different places. So
I just hate it when they used to do it on
newspaper.
Sundays during Packer games.
Yeah.
I told you I got busted that time.
What? Oh, you were downstairs and
ran out of candy.
Oh.
And I wasn't going to leave the game. It was a close game. Okay. So I'm trying to watch the game, but with the door closed and everything. And this one little kid says, I was in the downstairs thing. The TV's on. Mr. Mino. I don't know, but the TV's on. Look at. So I'm crawling behind the couch like trying to hide from these kids peering through my window.
Yeah.
I was literally a couple years ago. I don't like doing the trick-or-treating
thing. I hate it. I'll be honest with it. God bless these sweet, wonderful little kids. And my three granddaughters are out there. Love everything about
it. How excited you were when you were a kid.
I know, but I just don't like being that guy handing it out.
And it was a warm Halloween day.
Yeah,
so I had my front door open and the screen doors open and stuff. And I'm back in the kitchen making something for dinner. All of a sudden I hear, bam, 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 bam. Well, the door's open. Bam, 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 bam. And I go out and here's all these kids.
Oh.
And I had to go out there and go, slowly close the door and lock it.
No kidding.
Wow.
Wow.
That's where the trick comes in. Next day, your house.
How much does it cost now for a normal person, or shouldn't say normal, but I mean in general, somebody buys their candy? Like you, Todd, if you were going to.
I don't know, but Jim, what did you spend this year? Because you do the full-size
candy
bars.
Yeah, we do. You know, it's $1 a candy
dollar bar.
So we get like 300 trick-or-treaters.
Wow. You know what I
But you can get, they've got a lot of, you can get the smaller Snickers and you don't have to spend that kind of money. I just think it's cool that kids get stuff. But yeah, our neighborhood is, like,
you know,
we lean into trick or treat.
This is going to sound crazy coming from me. You know what I really don't like? When I see the parents who are taking the kids around drinking. It's like, you can't even take your kids trick or treating without having a beer. Do you know what I mean?
I don't.
So a couple of years ago when I did do trick-or-treating, I had little bottles of Fireball for the parents if they wanted them.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
So
we.
But you know what I mean? It's like you're with your kids.
No, I mean,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't hold off.
Well,
I'm glad.
Think about how stressful that's got to be.
I know, I don't know.
Kudos to the parents for going with the kids.
You know absolutely.
Because, you know, the kids can get a little
no question.
Excited, run across the street without looking.
Yeah.
And so I think it's great when the parents go.
Totally.
I give the parents a candy bar. They're like, oh, no. I'm like, come on, we got, and I show them the candy. Oh, yeah, I'll take one. So, yeah, pick one out. Butterfinger.
I actually had some people, friends of mine, who all go out together, like these sisters at all, and they came to my house one year. And Mino, do you have a shot?
Oh,
I'm like, what? We want a shot. Yeah. I've never had them ask for people ask for a shot before.
What did you have?
Something like
this, like Ouzo or something, just something sweet.
Probably Kessler's.
Anyway, now trick or treat's gonna be at 4 o'clock this Thursday, and Pete Schwab, who does his show, of course, every night from here, asked me to be on his show and talk about movies, and I'm like,
ooh. Halloween movies?
And I have to give out candy, and he said 6:15. I'm like, I don't think I'm going to be here by then. So
Donna, what are you doing Thursday night?
No, I just think
you're either going on Pete's show or handing out candy.
I said, call Gizmo, you know, or call these people who really get into Halloween big time. I'll go on next Thursday, the Thursday after. I mean, you really want to hear about The Sound of Music on Halloween?
No,
it's not going to.
Not even not on Halloween. But so with trick or treating like that, though, with kids nowadays, one thing I've noticed that's great, because so many of us were scarred by it with the masks that were terrible,
right?
Think about how many. I mean, these poor kids walk; you can barely see.
No,
you're wearing this weird kind of costume that doesn't fit right. You're tripping. Because you got boots on, then it's wet in the back. Yeah. That was, in some ways, it was a kind of a miserable experience.
But when they come to your door, you know.
You earned it.
But when they come to your door and they're dressed up, it's like, they dress up in these modern, like, I've never seen Beetlejuice. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
But they'll be dressed up like Beetlejuice. Or Don always asks them, you know, what are you? And do they say stuff? It's like, I don't know. I like Batman and that kind of stuff, but those things aren't.
I always felt embarrassed when I was a real little kid. I had a mismatched hand-me-down Halloween costume. The bottom had been my sister's scarecrow costume, and the top was a skeleton.
Yeah.
It just mismatched.
Nah, that's, somebody else is wearing the same thing.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh boy, you got a hand-me-down.
I have an awesome scarecrow costume.
Do you?
Oh yeah, with straw, the burlap, the hat. Yeah, it's hair or the straw, I should say.
I want you to do a German scarecrow with your lederhosen.
Yeah.
And you can have some straw out from that pouch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's that Beetlejuice.
You've never seen the original?
No.
Oh, that was huge.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Great movie.
Oh, my goodness. Late 80s?
Yeah,
I would think.
Something like that.
Yeah. Oh, that was
1988.
That was 1988. You know what my favorite part was? The banana gum and I wanna go. Remember where he made them dance all around the thing?
I didn't see it.
You didn't see that?
No, I didn't know.
How could you not have seen Beetlejuice? Your daughters had to have seen it?
No, was not in our
really?
House. No.
I mean, it wasn't a bad movie. It was a funny movie. It's a comedy.
I don't remember them asking to go to it. No.
Really?
Dumb.
All right. Okay.
Forget
about that.
We did trick-or-treating, though. We were really into that. I would dress up. One time I dressed up as a woman, and I tell you, John,
this is it. Daylight come.
I've heard this.
Jim, you got to continue your story about dressing up as a woman.
Yeah.
I tell you what, John.
Pick it up from when I dressed as a woman. For anybody listening or just tuning in right now, let's go back to the segment for Jim. Tell us about dressing as a woman.
I tell you, so I took the kids out, high heels and everything. People didn't know it was me.
Oh.
I'm not kidding you. It was really, really
Thank
good.
Thank God, because that could come back to haunt you.
Boy, see that one on a campaign poster.
Mayor Jim Schmidt doesn't know what people want.
I was the mayor, too, then, when I did this, 2003, 2004. But, yeah, Halloween is so, I just remember that as a kid. That is one fun holiday, I think. So
it is, but
I
what I'm saying is, you know what I mean? The costumes are always kind of tricky. We always had bad weather. In the UP, we always had bad weather.
It can be.
Sleet.
Yeah.
All the time.
Candy store.
Did you organize yours? Did you arrange them all up then? Put them all together? When you come home?
I just went through and picked out the Kit Kats and took them. Yeah.
All right.
In his high heels.
In his lederhose. Quick break back after this. Come and tell me one more.
He's that day. He's that day. He's that day.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Get your tickets today for Blues, Brews, and Barbecues on November 2nd at the Community Rec Center in Marinette, Wisconsin. Six award-winning barbecue pitmasters go head-to-head while your taste buds get punched in the mouth with lip-smacking barbecue. You'll listen to Blues Hall of Fame legend Joe Moss. Following Joe, Blues icon Taranzo Cannon hits the stage playing tunes from his number one album, Shut Up and Play. VIP tickets are only $27.50 and include barbecue samples from all six competitors, a full beverage of your choice, VIP pit passport, and both concerts. General admission tickets are just $17.50. Learn more at fishonmarinette.com and click on the pig. That's fishonmarinette.com. Sponsored by Fincantieri, Marinette Marine, The Motor Company, Anderson's Culligan, and Farmers Merchants Bank and Trust. Blues, Brews, Barbecues, come get some.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Real quick, raise your hand if you want to lose an additional 4 bands a year. Go ahead and put your hands up. Put your hands up. You voted for Kamala Harris. Oh, okay, my fault. Good, because I don't think people understand that voting for Trump means you will lose an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. If Trump is elected, he plans to add a 60% tariff on all imports from China. Anything in your house that says made in China, take the price that you paid for and add 60%. He plans to add a 20% tariff on all imports coming from every other country. With Kamala Harris's opportunity economy, she's not hitting you with the sales tax of doom. She's providing tax cuts to the middle and working class, so that means you will save an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. Plus the $25,000 she's literally handing to new homebuyers, like, you know who to vote for in this November's election. It's Kamala Harris.
Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here Tuesday morning. Got a great lineup coming up for you. Got a text here. Yesterday, you were talking about this. Daylight savings time change is coming this weekend, guys, from Patty.
Is it this weekend?
And then we got a hang on. I got to put my, who do we decide I look like? What's her name from the game show?
Yeah. Oh, Brett Summers.
Brett Summers. Yeah. What did Charles say? Don't care how much candy you take, but if you wouldn't. Leave,
but if you have a hot single mom, leave her number.
Oh,
thank
my
you.
God.
Your future dad.
Is that Utah?
Wow. No, somebody okay, just. Okay.
Oh, I thought okay, that's what you did on your
no,
house.
No,
your
no,
house.
No.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right. Well, it's a new
so
twist.
Daylight savings time. It's this weekend, Saturday at 2 o'clock in the morning, or Sunday at 2 o'clock in the morning. You switch your clocks 1 hour forward. So people can walk in.
No, that is not true.
It's not.
It's back. You
fall back.
Correct.
Oh, so people get to church early.
Sunday, November 3rd. Correct.
Okay. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, I can never. I'm trying to
people
figure out.
In?
Does that mean it's going to be lighter in the morning? Or
correct. Lighter in the morning.
Lighter in the morning, but darker earlier.
No. it's going to. No, Todd, if you go back, because instead of 6 o'clock, it's going to be 5 o'clock. It's going to be darker.
Right. But at 6, it's dark. Then you go, let's say at 7 o'clock, the
you're
sun's coming
at night
up.
Or in the morning? In the mornings.
So if the sun comes up at 6 now, which it doesn't, but let's say it did, then it'll come up at
5.
Right.
So it's going to be darker.
No.
No, it'll be lighter.
You just
lighter
said
in the morning.
It'll be lighter in the morning.
It'll be light at 5 instead of
I
6.
I just.
It gets darker at night, though, earlier.
See, I don't like that either.
Yeah, I don't
either. Walking
like
that. From school.
No.
Huh. Why do they do that? Why? Is that the most archaic thing? Something to do with, like, the Depression?
No. I think it was conserving energy.
During the Depression? I think so.
I think that was a Nixon thing.
No, it's a Hubert Hoover thing.
Before that.
This is Herbert Hoover. I'm telling you. I know Herbert Hoover. You, sir, know Herbert Hoover.
Wait a minute. He was wearing high heels.
Yeah, Nikki sent a picture there about... Nikki sent a picture of what she thought...
Jim looked like?
Yeah.
Well, I gotta. Wow. Okay. Can you put that up to the camera so I can see it?
Well, it's.
Or is it not airable?
You see that?
Nice.
Yes. Thank you, Nikki. Nikki, by the way, I brought in some very hot, sexy cologne. So we're having a contest, Todd. You got to bring in yours. Or she's going to pick who has the best cologne.
I'll get that Dracar then.
And it's not Brute. I brought in a good one, a real one, like Armani or somebody like that.
Michael texted and he said that the time change was for farmers for crops so that they had more daylight during the day to get crops in and stuff like that.
Ah.
I don't know.
All right. But during the Depression, right?
I don't know.
Michael, it was during the Depression. Stay with me.
I'm going to look that up.
It's still Fire Prevention Week. We've got Stefan Schaefer for the Bellevue Fire Department, Battalion Chief, coming in a little bit. We've got Nicole Stockman coming in, Veteran Services Coordinator at UW Green Bay. She does a phenomenal job out there. John Sinegard.
Sinegard.
CP. That's going to be a great thing.
Well, that's cool. They're really switching it up. You know, every organization, you know, we at the new community shelter and you were just at a veterans thing. You try something and they're trying something different this year. And John's going to come in and talk to us about
it. CP is such an important
thing. Oh, man. And this is pretty cool what they're doing. So he's going to come in and give us the load on
that. And Kristen Ambrose, Point Mortgage Corporation.
I did some checking on daylight saving time.
Yeah, I see that.
Implemented 1918.
Oh,
wartime measure to save energy during World War One.
Oh.
What happened, though, like in 72? Didn't we? Nothing. Something happened. Did they not do it?
Nothing. Nothing happened.
Well, George W. Bush changed it. He made it later because it used to be in October.
Okay.
And then he moved it back 2 weeks. So he shortened the amount of time that we're in standard time.
Okay.
Okay. There's something I remember when I was a freshman talking about this, our teachers were saying something was going to change, but maybe I'm wrong on that.
Freshman in high school or college?
High school.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. It was like
your freshman year in college, weren't you somewhat? Just saying.
All kind of daylight savings.
Weren't you posting pictures about getting high on a Sunday afternoon? And
John.
Well, I mean, fly parachuting.
Oh yeah, parachuting. I took. My friends, that. I met new friends, and you want to get high, call room, 312, which is where my room.
Right,
and,
exactly.
That's what we did. We went skydiving.
Okay.
That's all it was about.
Nothing wrong with that?
No.
Very good. I give you credit. Were you by yourself, or was it tandem?
I was by myself.
Wow, so you pulled the cord yourself, huh?
They have a static line.
Oh, okay.
But when you practice, all you practice is if it gets tangled or if it doesn't work, then you have your chute in front of you, and you arch back.
Okay.
Pull out that lever and throw it away and arch back, and then your chute comes up.
Oh my God.
That's all
you
practice.
As you're falling through the sky,
right.
You're going to have the
discipline
to do that.
Right. The wherewithal.
Instead of just scream for the next 10 minutes.
Well, it's not that it won't take that long.
No, it won't take that long.
I think, it's a 3-minute fall. But it's cool. But somebody did die there, and then they kind of. Some issues with it, but you sign this thing. Oh, you're not liable for anything, but I don't know about that. But I think, I don't, right? Is that on your bucket list? Skydiving?
No, not at all. Not even a little bit.
Even tandem?
Nope.
Huh.
Nope. Not the slightest little bit.
Not even.
It's like, it's on my bucket list things I promise I will never do.
Okay. That's, on
I
that
will
side.
Never do
that
this.
Side of the ledger.
Do you got anything of anything like that? Any, I will never do this. I was talking to a girl.
No.
I was talking to a girl in, at the dino stop the other night.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I always ask people where they're from. I don't know if that's wrong. Well, you see that even here. Hey, where are you from?
Yeah. Oh, always.
Mm-hmm. She's from Nepal.
Wow.
And I asked her if she's ever climbed the Himalayas. And she said, no, because they're not where we are. It's Mount Everest.
Geography, John. Geography.
I didn't feel real. It just kind of slung out. Yeah.
I'm in Italy. How are the pyramids?
We got a full lineup coming for you, folks. Stay with us. Beck Evans.
She's a good girl. It's crazy about Elvis. Loves horses. And her boyfriend, too. And it's a long day.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we share a teaser for the new show, Wabino Volunteer Fire. Tim McCormick from the Harley-Davidson Museum joins to talk the 115th anniversary and Wisconsin-based comedian, Dobie Maxwell.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Host your private event at one of the most premier event spaces in downtown Green Bay. At Heights Pub and Parlor, we provide parties with an unforgettable experience by blending historic and modern elegance into one atmosphere. Enjoy our second-story parlor, where you'll experience superb service from a personal bartender and handcrafted meals by our kitchen. Plus, you can enjoy the third-story loft to relax and enjoy close company. Schedule your private event today, as 2024 events are filling out fast. Follow us on Facebook or head to heightsgb.com to find out how.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.